What's that been like, and kind of the diversity of teammates? What's the communication been like for you guys going into this week?
So far, English. So far, we're speaking English. No, what is being? I know. Actually, I have a lot of people don't know this, but I have a very hard time understanding Shane. His English. I don't know if you guys do the same or not, but my English clearly is way more limited than most of you guys, and every time that he's talking to me, I really have to pay attention, and 80% of the time I have to have him repeat something because his accent is just way different than what I'm used to, I guess. But no, it's been amazing. You know, obviously, I hope he hasn't complained. I hope, but no, it's been great. Obviously, you know, Track House has been known for the last several years to do things like this. So I'm not surprised, you know, having a teammate from New Zealand and another one from Brazil and myself. And I guess Ross is the outliner right now. So no, it's been a lot of fun. Hopefully we can translate that to good results on Sunday.
What's it been like having Elio in and around this program, getting ready, and what advice, if any, have you given to him so far?
I mean, Elio, he doesn't have experience in NASCAR, but he has so much experience in life and in racing in general. So really, you know, I've been talking to him quite a bit about the car, you know, what to expect on the car, what to do, what not to do. But when it comes to the racing stuff, you know, it's no different than learning anything else new, you know, like he's been in these situations in the past. He's a world class driver. He's gonna get it. I'm not concerned about how, if he's gonna get it. The question is when. Is that gonna happen on Thursday or is that gonna happen on Sunday? But he's gonna be fine. And he's gonna become a fast learner once we get to draft. Well, honestly, I didn't have many options because Austin Cendrick, which was the driver that was behind me, he was lifting a lot, just trying not to help me because obviously his teammate was leading the race at the time. So my options were very limited when it comes to the second lane, trying to create a run. The 47 of Ricky, he was being very aggressive on the rear bumper of the two, but even with that, I mean, it was, I can see it, I can feel it, and I was able to see it on Monday on the SMT. Like, he was doing everything possible not to help me, which is okay, right? It's part of the game. So I knew that it was, the run was not going to come from me. It was going to come from the inside. So my job at that point was to try to slow down the 8 as much as possible for the 23 to get to him. It's a chess game to get to him and build the run. And hopefully I was going to be right there to take advantage of that run. And, you know, luckily it worked out like that. And the timing of things, you know, any of us could have won that race. It was a matter of inches. It was just a matter of timing. And fortunately, the timing worked out good for me. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, and even more fun for me, right? Because I was the one that won the race. It wouldn't have been that much fun if I was finishing second or third. But no, in general, it was a lot of fun because it was the first time that we got to sit down and actually see it together and talk about it. You know, talk about what was on Blaney's mind, what was in Bush's mind, what was in my mind, and obviously everyone had a different mindset of what to do, what not to do. You know, Blaney, he said, man, I should have covered the middle and I covered the bottom, and that creates two of you instead of one of you. So, you know, a lot of the I should have done that. Yeah, at the same time, probably I really wanted to be on the outside. And once I got in front of the 19 and I passed the 19, I said, man, I'm in the perfect spot here. And then I realized that the two was behind me, and I was like, damn it, he's not going to help me. So, you know, it's kind of tricky. It's not very easy to plan everything perfect because things change very quickly.
Where do you feel like the team is at right now, knowing there's a lot of expectation, a lot of eyeballs with Elio and obviously Shane and all those people, what is going to be key for this season to get to that next step?
Well, we have to be realistic, right? You know, Shane, he has a long ways to go when it comes to ovals, and we know that. You know, he has a lot of things that he has to learn and to continue to get better at in ovals, and he's going to relate on Ross and myself a lot when it comes to that. Elio, I mean, he's just trying to learn as much as quickly as possible, because this is his opportunity, right? His opportunity to have a good day, to have a strong race. I mean, if he finished somewhere in the close to the top 10, that would be like a win for him, and that would be amazing for Project 91. And when it comes to Ross and myself, I mean, we just want to continue to grow from everything that we built from last year. There were a lot of internal changes in within Trackhouse, and we are hoping that we see more consistent results throughout the year. No, I mean, at the time when we made this deal, there were a lot of unknowns on performance mainly. There were a lot of things that I was not happy about, and there were a lot of question marks. And I feel like right now we're a little bit in a different position. I feel like right now we have a little bit better direction. So I feel good about it, honestly. I'm not too concerned about it. I mean, my main thing is to continue to perform and to continue to get better, because I have said this in the past and I'm going to say it again. You know, my goal is not to win one race a year, because if this is what the goal is going to be, we're in two different agendas. And I wanted to make sure that we were all in the same pace, that, okay, we have how can we bring Trackhouse to a next level? You know, how can we bring Trackhouse to give a real fight to Penske, to Hendrick, to Jogi's Racing, to the big teams that they are every single year up front? How can we do that? And you know, I feel like 2022 we were right there. 2023 we did one step down. 2024 another step down. So we needed to change something. And we went to work. So hopefully we can see something reflected in all the off-season work that we did for this 2025.
Well, Trackhouse has a lot of drivers signed, obviously, right? So do you ever worry that your job is in jeopardy, or your seat's on the line if you don't perform?
No, because there is a lot of things. There is a lot of things involved. It's not just the perform thing. You know, there's a lot of things that we have to do to be able to perform. It not only depends on me. Yes, I'm a very important factor of it, but we have to continue to get better as a group. I think Trackhouse does an amazing job, you know, with Project 91 and getting this driver young and doing all these different things. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm only worried about myself, and I worry about how can I bring myself to have the best opportunity possible to win multiple races a year. And that's my main goal. And obviously, Trackhouse has been nothing but great to me. And we've been working together very hard to be able to bring Trackhouse to the next level. And that has been my goal. And I would say a year ago, right now, it was a little cloudy. We didn't really know where we were going. And in the off season, we really made a lot of progress to what I think. Heading into the direction that we believe is the best. So we see how things play out. But yeah, I think I hope that we are heading in the right direction.
Daniel, are drivers athletes?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I think you are. But what is special about your training or your skill or strength that separates you from
the athletes? The thing is that this is the part that is very difficult. Anyone here. Anyone has played soccer. Anyone has played baseball. Anyone has played basketball. Because anyone can go to a park and do it. It's very easy, you know. Anyone in any park, anyone can play all these sports. Racing is way more complicated. Racing, it requires a track. It requires tires, an engine, a car, all these things. So it's expensive. So unfortunately, not a lot of people has the opportunity to actually experience what racing is. But if you look at, you know, the heart rate monitors, if you look to the physical activity that we have when we're driving these cars, to the temperature right now, the day is nice, but in June, July, it's a completely different game. So if you look into all these things, is when you actually realize all the wear and tear that we have inside the car. So, but the problem is that not a lot of people knows or understand that because they don't have an experience in racing, and they do have an experience in soccer, basketball, baseball, and everything else. So yeah, in my opinion, we're you know, high performance athletes, especially because of the heat. The heat is something that I personally train on the heat a lot to be able to be 100% in the summer races. So yeah, but I just wish every single person out there had an opportunity to drive a car and to feel what we feel, so they understand, and we don't have to explain to everyone what it is.
And I know you're a Volkswagen guy, and I know that those don't go high. They're not supercars. What's the fastest you've gone on an interstate in a street car?
On a street car?
Yeah.
Oh, nobody. I mean, in an old Volkswagen?
In any car?
I mean, honestly, I don't go very fast on the streets. Because the people that do speed, they're trying to find an adrenaline on the streets that they feel, right? They feel that adrenaline, and it's dangerous. It's expensive if you get caught. You can go to jail. And in my opinion, going 120 miles per hour on Highway 77 or 85 doesn't make me feel anything. 120 miles per hour is nothing for me. And I can get kicked out of the country for 120 miles per hour. So it's not worth it. For what? You know, like, I don't feel adrenaline for going 120 miles per hour. And then on top of that, 95% of the people that is on the street, they don't know how to drive fast. So it's dangerous too. You put all the people in danger. So it's just not worth it. The way I see it, it's not worth it. If you feel like feeling adrenaline, go rent a racetrack and then have some fun. I have a lot of friends that do that, and that's a lot more fun, and the limits are higher. But I think as a race car driver, going fast on the street, it just doesn't make me feel what a regular people would feel. Con un poquito de suerte. Los accidentes van a pasar. Solamente esperemos estar en el lado positivo de esos accidentes. En los últimos 2 años hemos estado adelante cuando han pasado esos accidentes y hemos estado involucrados en ellos. Pero hemos estado adelante. Entonces yo tengo que concentrarme en tratar de estar adelante y ojalá que podamos estar del lado bueno de estos accidentes para poder tener oportunidad de ganar la carrera.
Y una invitación a los actores hispanos acerca de este documental. Sodam Sherlock, que se
estrenará. Sí, el documental que fabricamos con NASCAR, Sodam Close, que lo vean, va a ser muy muy divertido y muy emocionante, y espero que lo disfruten mañana por la noche.
Did you see Fox's commercial on Pato? To promote IndyCar series.
In the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yes, I saw it. Yeah, I saw the one from Pato, and I saw the one from Joseph.
So what did you think of the Pato commercial?
Yeah, it was great. It was great. They did an amazing job, and it was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, and also just he's a one-man boy band and that whole thing. They did a lot of humor in those commercials. But.
Yeah, I thought they did great. They did great. They made both him and Joseph look like superheroes, and they made him look funny, and I think it was very cool. It was a great idea.
Yeah. From a marketing perspective, on that note, what could the sport or the NASCAR networks could do to make the drivers look like superheroes, but also gain more, like, recognize the stars of right now or those on the rise compared to, like, more nostalgia-centric?
That's a great question, man. Honestly, I don't know if I have the perfect answer for that. I think that I think that every time that I think about a race car driver, I think about this person that works very hard and has this good leadership within his race team or her race team, and this role model, and this hero, right? Like this warrior that is ready to battle, and that's great. I enjoy that, and I wish we can show racing drivers that way, you know, show the personality, but show them as heroes, as warriors out there to ready to battle. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like we look more funny than the cool factor and the warrior factor. I don't know. I think a lot has changed, but I don't really know. I don't think I have the right answer. I just wish it was more of a cool hero factor than just a funny factor. I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, I don't know what is the fear. I don't know what is the fear, man. It's just, I don't know, man. I'm trying to think. That's a great question. Something that I have fear of, and I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say that I'm fearless, because that's not. But I don't know what I have fear of. Honestly, like I work very hard to be the best version of myself, and I'm trying to bring my A game every single day on everything I do. And on the racetrack, going fast is amazing. I love that. But you don't think about wrecks. You don't think about accidents. You don't think about getting hurt. You don't think about those things. Those things happen sometimes, but you don't think about it. And I can tell you something. The day that I feel like I start thinking too much about it, maybe the day that I have to decide to do something else, because maybe I'm gonna start attracting those things. But today, I don't think about it. I just do what I love to do.
How about being afraid of asteroids hitting the Earth, because the news came out today that we may have asteroids coming up?
Asteroids?
Asteroids.
What is that?
2032.
Oh.
Out of the sky. I mean, you know.
You think so? You think they're coming?
Anyone on asteroids?
Yeah.
But, I mean, are there other?
I don't know. I don't know, Claire. I don't know if I believe that. I just maybe they just put that on the media so we can talk about it.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Read it, right?
No, I don't read the news. I don't read any of that stuff. Sometimes I feel like I live in a bubble.
That's why you have fear.
And that's why I'm happy, you know? Because I don't care what's going on. I just do my thing, have fun, enjoy racing, enjoy my life, enjoy family.
Yeah.
I have an amazing life, and I don't worry about politics. I don't worry about, how you call those things again?
Yeah, asteroids.
Asteroids. I don't worry about those guys. So, you know, that's why I'm very happy all the time.
No,
you don't know. If they come, oh, well, they came. we're going to get a screw anyways one day, so might as well.
Going back to racing, like when you look at super speedways, I'm trying to put this back to racing, but Daytona, like the numbers, you've struggled, but then you look at like Atlanta next week, really good.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
What are the differences there?
I don't know. I mean, Daytona is tricky, man, because you have a lot of, like, man, it's just very tricky, because I have made a lot of mistakes myself here in Daytona, or Talladega. But I'm telling you, man, 80% of the time that I've been caught in wrecks, I'm not doing anything wrong. So it just happens. So one day, you know, last time that we were here, I wrecked being maybe in the top five. So you are just caught in those situations. Yes, there is a few things I can do different, I can do better, but that's not a reason why I wrecked. So I think that we just have to continue to do, read the race well, and continue to be better that way, make the right moves at the right time, And that's it. And Daytona, in Atlanta, I think that I just love Atlanta so much because I feel like it's so intense. Everything's happening so quick. Like everything is almost like when you're watching a video, right? And you put it in normal speed. There's a listing that normal speed is Talladega and Daytona. And then you put it in 1.5. You see how everything happens a little quicker?
Yeah.
Well, that's Atlanta. Everything happens like 50% faster. Everything. Straightaways, corners. Everything's happening faster. The runs, the blocks, everything faster. And I think it's super cool. And I don't know what it is that it works to my style, I guess. I don't want to think that I've been lucky the last three times. I don't believe in luck 100%. But in super speedway racing, you do need a little bit of luck. So I don't know. I have to continue to get better.
Appreciate it.
Can I just ask a follow-up to that just real quick? I'm sorry for jumping on you. At the finish of that race, what I thought was cool about the finish, Blaney picked his lane, Kyle Busch picked his lane, you picked your lane. Y'all put on your big boy pants and say, let's see who gets there first. Most of these speedway races end up with somebody on the roof, multiple cars piled up, because guys at the front wouldn't do that. They pick their shot, take their shot, live with what happens. What do you think of the three of you and the fact that you played it out straight from turn three to the finish line?
I think that's the way it should be. I think that's the way it should be. You know, you have to, yes, you have to make blocks. But to your point, and I was just talking about this, 1.0 speed, Daytona Talladega, you can see the blocks coming. You can see the runs coming. You can feel the blocks. You have enough time to do those things. And because of that, wrecks happens. What happens in Atlanta? 1.5 speed. They come too quick. You cannot block it. So you don't block it. Or sometimes you do, but they go to the side. That's why, because it happens so quick. Like, you don't have enough time to do the moves. So it's a different product of racing. But I do believe that Ryan and Kyle and myself, we did a great job just being fair. Yeah. We play fair. And I feel like it was a great example of a great race as fair as possible. So hopefully we can see more of that. Honestly, I can't remember, man. It's been 10 years. No, but it was obviously great. The Xfinity Dash for Cash, it was a lot of fun. It was some extra cash there, and at the time, we were very strong, very consistent. So it was a great time to be in the Xfinity Series.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy.
Oh, no.